With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The struggle against wildfires in Southern California goes on with a couple of new fires having ignited.
The Hughes Fire quickly burned an area around Lake Castaic, about 40 miles away from the devastating Palisades and Eaton fires. Anna Gagurevich didn't wait long to evacuate.
That kind of like rapid, you know, motion was really scary. It felt a little more urgent than normal.
She spoke to KABC. More than 50,000 people are under evacuation orders or warnings. Jonathan Drucker is with Kern County Fire.
We're going to go in and we're just going to make sure that we do it safely.
Red flag fire warnings are in effect through tomorrow around Los Angeles. Rain is in the forecast this weekend, but that brings the threat of mudslides and debris flow. I'm Ed Donahue.
Tomorrow, President Trump gets an up-close look at the fire damage when he visits Los Angeles. Before heading there, he'll stop in hurricane-ravaged western North Carolina. He says the people of that region were ignored by the Biden administration. Mr. Trump says it's another example of why the Federal Emergency Management Agency is in desperate need of an overhaul.
FEMA has not done their job for the last 4 years. You know, I had FEMA working really well. We had hurricanes in Florida. We had Alabama tornadoes. But unless you have certain types of leadership, it gets in the way.
Mr. Trump appearing on Hannity on Fox News. He says he favors having states take the lead role in disaster response. Also at SRNnews.com, Saudi Arabia's crown prince says the kingdom wants to invest $600 billion in the United States over the coming 4 years. President Trump's first overseas trip of the current term may be to Saudi Arabia. Stock futures mixed on Wall Street this morning. Dow futures 25 points higher. The Nasdaq futures are down 102 points. This is SRN News. Another warning about America's birth rate.
The Congressional Budget Office says that in less than a decade, deaths will outnumber births in this country if nothing changes. The U.S. birth rate has been below replacement level for some time. A recent surge in illegal immigrants has camouflaged the looming problem. Pro-life advocates point out that abortion has taken its toll as well, robbing America over the decades of millions of people who would have been working, paying taxes, and having children themselves. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New York roller derby league has lost its bid to temporarily block a local ban on males playing against females in sports. A Nassau County Supreme Court judge has denied a request by the Long Island Roller Rebels to prevent the government from enforcing its ban while its lawsuit is considered by the court. The county east of New York City banned men from competing on women's sports teams at county-owned parks and recreational facilities last year. This is SRN News. Seven San Antonio police officers shot and wounded while answering a call about a threatened suicide in the city's Stone Oak neighborhood.
The suspect barricaded himself inside the apartment for several hours. At the end of the event, the suspect was found to be deceased. We don't know if he was shot by a self-inflicted wound or whether or not shot by SWAT officers.
San Antonio Police Chief William McManus earlier said that four officers had been wounded and that none of the injuries are thought to be life-threatening. Federal judge set to hear the first arguments in a multi-state lawsuit seeking to block President Trump's executive order ending the guarantee of birthright citizenship, regardless of the parent's immigration status. A hearing is scheduled today to consider the request from Arizona and Illinois, along with Oregon and the state of Washington. More details at SRNnews.com.